Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, September 19th. You'll be interested to know, 132 years ago, today in 1893, New Zealand became the first self-governing nation to grant women the right to vote in national elections, a landmark of human progress and equality. This inspiring achievement in Wellington, New Zealand, celebrates the power of inclusive democracy, and it paved the way for women's suffrage movements around the world, a shining moment of social advancement. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean, with waves at 2 to 3+ feet. Conditions stay clean through the morning, but by noon, they shift to fair as wind picks up to onshore at 6 miles per hour. Expect the wind to increase further to 7 miles per hour by 1 p.m. and 8 miles per hour by 2 p.m. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 3-foot incoming high tide, when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 13 seconds. And the onshore wind is 3 mile per hour. The first high tide on Friday will be 5 feet at 9 a.m., followed by a 1.5-foot low tide just after 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 70 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start off clean with waves around 2+ feet on Saturday morning. As the day progresses, expect choppy conditions due to increasing west-southwest winds. Sunday sees a steady swell with waves building to 2 feet, offering cleaner faces, especially in the morning. Monday returns to consistent 2-foot waves, but conditions remain fair with some chop in the afternoon. This morning, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, and it feels like 70 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:54, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:41. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday starts with patchy fog before 11 a.m., then turns partly sunny with a high near 74, and west winds up to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 20. A slight chance of showers returns Sunday into Monday nights with patchy fog at night and lows in the mid-60s. Then Tuesday is mostly sunny with highs near 75. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Metro's A line is about to get longer with 4 new stations opening in the San Gabriel Valley on Friday, bringing the total length of the light rail to nearly 60 miles as it now extends into Pomona. This extension is close to the original goal of reaching Montclair, which faced budget shortfalls and was not supported by the San Bernardino County Transportation Authority. Javi Balian, the CEO of the Foothill Gold Line Construction Authority, stated that the $1.5 billion extension has been long overdue, but they are excited to finally bring it to fruition. The new stations will be located in Glendora, San Dimas, La Verne, and Pomona, increasing the total number of stations on the A line to 48. Now on to sports. Clayton Kershaw announced his retirement after 18 seasons with the Dodgers, effective at the end of the season, capping off a Hall of Fame career with 3 Cy Young Awards. The 37-year-old left-hander is scheduled to take the mound Friday night at Dodger Stadium, potentially for the final time. Kershaw, a dominant pitcher, has more than 3,000 strikeouts and 2 World Series titles. Dodgers owner Mark Walter congratulated Kershaw on his career, stating it would lead to his induction into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And last night, on Thursday Night Football, the Bills beat the Dolphins in Buffalo 31-21. Josh Allen was 22 for 28, with 213 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, and 0 interceptions. Tua was 22 for 34, with 146 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. The Bills are now 3-0, as they remain at home next week to face the Saints. And on Sunday Night Football this week, we got the 0-2 Chiefs in New York to face the 0-2 Giants. KC is favored by 6.5, with the over-under set at 45.5. Kickoff is at 8:20 on NBC. In college football tomorrow, the big game of the weekend is number 22, Auburn visiting number 11 Oklahoma. This SAC showdown has these 3-0 teams facing off at 3:30 Eastern on ABC. In local sports, last night in Los Angeles, the Dodgers beat the Giants 2-1 behind a solid performance from Dreher, who picked up the win. Webb took the loss after 7 innings, allowing 1 earned run and 5 hits. Key runs came in the 6th, with Betts scoring on an error and Freeman driving in Ohtani. The Dodgers finished with 5 hits and no errors, leaving 4 runners on base. The Dodgers' record is now 86-67. Tonight, the Dodgers face the Giants at Dodger Stadium again for Game 2 of this 4-game series. Clayton Kershaw, 10-2, with a 3.53 earned run average, takes the mound against Robbie Ray, who is 11-7 with a 3.5. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 under clear skies and a mild 75 degrees. In top news, the Food and Drug Administration is urging shoppers to discard specific cookware products immediately due to lead leaching concerns. These items, made with alloys such as Hindalium and Indalium, should not be donated. The FDA has expanded its warning about imported aluminum and brass cookware that may release unsafe levels of lead into food. Newly identified brands sold at retailers in New York and Illinois include Patel Brothers, Indiaco, and Manon Supermarket. Lead exposure can cause serious health issues, particularly for children and pregnant individuals. The FDA advises discarding affected cookware instead of donating it. In business news, a Harvard Business School graduate was arrested Thursday on fraud charges, alleging he swindled fellow alumni out of over $4 million in a Ponzi scheme, even assuring one investor they would soon brag about their crazy gains at the school's reunion. Vladimir Artemanov, 46, was taken into custody in Elkridge, Maryland, and charged with securities, wire, and investment advisor fraud for allegedly carrying out the scheme from September 2021 through February 2024. An indictment unsealed in Manhattan federal court said Artemanov promised big returns and little risk to dupe former classmates into investing with him. U.S. Attorney Jay Clayton said Artemanov betrayed investors, including friends and former Ivy League classmates. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% for the week to about $117,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just over $4,600. And XRP is up 0.5% to $3.08. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Mornings sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Big tech's artificial intelligence capital expenditures are soaring, raising concerns that companies may be overbuilding infrastructure before it can be monetized. One expert describes this trend as a risky gamble. Oracle Corporation's reported $300 billion deal with OpenAI is being scrutinized as a sign of robust spending or an overreach in the artificial intelligence sector. Professor Benjamin Lee warns that this overinvestment may lead to long-term challenges if demand for AI workloads diminishes. Despite this, the demand for data centers is currently booming, with industry leaders expressing confidence in future utilization. Entertainment news. The new sequel, Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, comes at a time when musicians rarely reveal their unvarnished lives on film. Rob Reiner, the director, reflects on how the original This Is Spinal Tap rankled some bands upon its release in 1984. Tyler Wilson notes that the mockumentary taught artists to avoid hubris, a central theme in the film. The sequel aims to capture the reality of being a rock star, showcasing the struggles of aging band members. While music documentaries increase in number, they tend to favor mythology over truth-telling, according to producer Aaron Sachs. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and women's rights activist, Margaret Fuller. And she said, "If you have knowledge, let others light their candles in it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.